With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pedlick Christian football team, Rich Kakmarinski, following a 39-24 loss to Centerville here on the road. Coach, tonight the guys felt like played throughout all four quarters, just a few miscues, just kind of became costly there with some turnovers that gave Centerville some opportunities to gain the momentum and give them just enough of an edge you guys were not able to overcome.
Yeah, I thought we started the game exactly how we wanted to. We had a great kickoff return, run the ball really well, punched it in. Our goal is to go for two and get them kind of off balance right away, and we did. We got that 8-0, and so I thought that was really good offensively and special teams. Gave up a score there, and that was a long drive. We actually had some stops, some opportunities to stop, and did not get it. And they scored. They tried to go for two, and we got the stops. Now we're up 8-6. Then we have another beautiful drive and get all the way down to the 5-yard line. And that was a costly miscue down there, not to get that score, because I thought like we were really kind of owning the line of scrimmage. And our offense was really kind of hot at that point in time. So not scoring there on that second possession was a big thing. And then obviously probably the big one was that onside kick / I don't know what you want to call
pooch
that.
Pooch kick something.
Pooch kick that we just didn't get covered up. So that was, we had a couple miscues obviously in that special team area. And then offensively we kind of went cold there in the second quarter. And defensively our defense on the field way too long there in the second quarter. But really proud of our kids. I thought we battled, to your point, I thought we battled hard all the way through the game. And it was nice to get that last score at the end, get a stop on defense, get that score at the end.
And I got to just come back and talk about it. I mean, tonight came in, I'm looking, for me personally, I can only look at the numbers. I don't necessarily have access to all the film or the time to go back and analyze everything they do. But, coming in, they were one of the top passing offenses in 2A tonight. They come out and, heavy dose of Cowell Pony. They're out of the backfield. I mean, just a phenomenal back who just runs hard to really, it felt like presented, a lot of issues for our guys just with the nature in which he ran the football.
Yeah, they were better on the O-line than I thought they were. They really pushed us around pretty good. And so they were able to run the ball more effectively than I obviously we wanted them to. And I thought we'd be able to, as well as we played run defense against PCM last week, I thought we'd actually be able to match up with them better tonight. So that was probably a difference in the ball game. Their O-line really kind of controlled the line of scrimmage.
And one thing I got to talk about too a little bit, just looking at you guys offensively, you mentioned it, those first two drives kind of you guys ran the ball a lot, and you ran it really well. Leading up to the week, I know we kind of talked about the offense being kind of the best defense to keep their offense off the field potentially. What were you seeing on film that allowed you guys to take advantage of those early possessions to be able to move the ball as well as you did through the ground game?
Well, I thought we were better on the O-line than their D-line, and I think that we proved that in the first two drives. They started bringing their safeties down and bringing an extra linebacker in the box. That's how they really started slowing our running game down. We just did not respond well in the passing game, in my opinion, which is my fault. I don't necessarily think I called some good pass plays in there. So, again, I want to tip my hat to our O-line. I thought we really dominated there, and running backs ran well. Landon Nunnacoven ran well. Adam ran well. Brecken ran well. So I thought we were really doing exactly what we wanted to do offensively in that situation.
And they did. You guys did run the ball really well. I want to come back and touch on their pass defense, because I don't know that we've seen a look like they threw at the high school level. At least I haven't seen it since I've started covering the Eagles here a couple years ago, where they double bracketed Gilbert Flagel. They put the corner up on top of him and then the safety directly over the top of that, and then basically just kind of went man-to-man on the other side of the field. And they're like, we're not going to let you have the 6'5 guy be able to catch the football, or if he is going to be able to catch it, it's going to be a very difficult catch as well. As a coach, too, with a unique coverage like that, and I don't know necessarily how many times you guys have seen that over the last couple of years, how much more difficult does that make it for you to prepare for something like that you haven't necessarily seen and make those proper adjustments?
Yeah, they did a nice job of bracketing our outside receivers. Made it really awfully tough to get the ball to Caleb Volk and Riley and Gilbert. So we needed to be better on the edge running the football. You know, they did widen our safety. So we had success running the ball in the middle. We needed a little bit better running game in the alley. I think that would have kind of taken the edge off that a little bit.
And again, we're talking to Rich Kankmarinski, head coach of the Pendleton Christian football team. Want to come back, you know, the second half this week, you know, some longer drives for Centerville, but overall it felt like this week, the second half, your guys continue to fight even through all the way through to the end, right? You know, the last couple weeks, the second half has kind of been where things have just gone away, where teams have kind of built up those leads on you guys. You know, as a coach, how encouraging is that to just continue to see this team not only get better, but just continue to see that resilience in the second half and just being able to, you know, say that, you know, it's there going into the final three games with district still.
I was really proud of our kids. I thought we had opportunities to lay down and third quarter there, fourth quarter, and we did not. We kept fighting, got some stops. Again, I was really proud of our offense there and our team. Drive down a score. I think that gives us good momentum going into the Davis County game next week.
Absolutely. You mentioned a Davis County coming up. You got everything ahead of you guys still, right? Because while the first two games hurt, district play's not over, right?
That's
you still have an opportunity to reach that postseason berth with three wins here, two wins, some combination of that throughout the remainder of district play as well. How do you guys flip the script from this one, knowing you got Davis County, a game that you guys have at home, going to have excitement being back in front of the home crowd to be able to come out and, you know, find that urgency we saw even tonight as well against Centerville?
Well, we've done some nice things the last 2 weeks against PCM and against Davis County or against Centerville. So we just got to build around that. We can go back in the film room, see the good things we're doing, fix the mistakes, and finish strong.
And I forgot. I want to come back and highlight one individual that we haven't touched on yet. Garrett Wheeler comes back this week, second leading tackler, seven tackles against two very impressive runners of the football there, all doing it all basically one-handed. He's using the right hand as best he can, but a phenomenal performance by him.
Absolutely.
Coming back.
I was really proud of Garrett. And you talk about our defense kind of stiffening up tonight. Garrett's a big part of that. I mean, not only physically, but just kind of spiritually, mentally, emotionally for our defense. So super glad to have him back. Looking forward to him just continuing to finish this year strong.
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure we hit on him.
Absolutely.
But, Coach, appreciate your time as always. And we know that the wins are coming. We're looking forward to seeing those three wins coming up here at the end of the season. So appreciate your time and look forward to chatting with you this upcoming week.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Rich Kankmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian football team, powered by Hy-Vee.